And I follow the DJ Cam Show, which airs weekdays at 9 a.m. And directly following me is Cheryl Underwood Radio from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then we have the Mix 66 with all your favorite music. So, hey, stay right here all day long with Free Agent Radio. Remember, we are at Free Agent Radio, at Power 102 Jams, and I am at Rhonda Supreme on all social media. So that's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Like our pages, follow us, so that you will always know what's going on here at the station. We are on 24 hours, 7 days a week. And we love our listeners. Yes, we do. We love you so much that we have a guest on today that is all about health and, you know, taking care of yourself, because you have to love yourself. So I want to introduce her into the show. It is today a very special doctor. We have Dr. Nina Anderson. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I always love having doctors, and I always love having people that care about our health, mental and physical. So I'm extremely happy, and I want to thank Portia Hartgrove from Purpose PR Agency for sending you. She always has special people that, you know, really mean a lot to our listeners. So I want to give her a shout out, but mostly, I'm excited to talk to you about everything you have going on. So how are you today?
I'm great.
Good. Thank you for being here with us. You know, we know you're in Wilmington, Delaware, which is not far from the station. We're in New Jersey.
Okay.
And yeah, so that's good. That's good for us, you know, here in the Delaware Valley area. We realize that you specialize in treating patients, you know, with mental health, physical, primary care. And also, I see that you have a specialty in sickle cell anemia, which,
yeah.
Wow, that, you know, you don't hear about it as much nowadays, but I was in college with a young lady who suffered from sickle cell, and I used to see her go through her, you know, when she went into her crisis. And boy, that it was just excruciating, the pain that she went through. So why don't you introduce yourself to our audience, and we'll go through all of, you know, what you do.
Mm-hmm. So again, I thank you so much for having me, Dr. Anderson. And I am a sickle cell expert, but I also created a community-based program that takes care of adults with sickle cell and also complex chronic conditions.
Okay.
And my background is a nurse, and I'm also a professor at Delaware State University.
Awesome.
And I received my doctorate at Thomas Jefferson University. And I know you're from Philly.
Yeah.
And I spent part of my career working at the Marian Anderson Sickle Cell Center at St. Christopher's Hospital for children.
Nice. Very nice. Thank you for that, too, because, like I said, I witnessed what my friend Valerie went through. And, you know, unfortunately, she did pass away in her 30s, just six months after she married. And, yeah, it was pretty bad. She had an ulcer on her leg that didn't heal. And then she went into a crisis one day and went to a hospital that was not familiar with sickle cell patients. Now, we went to Howard University, so that hospital was very familiar. So, you know, we would take her to Howard. They knew what to do. But she ended up at a different hospital that day, and they had no idea, and unfortunately she lost her life. But, yeah, could, you know, just, give us some background. What is sickle cell anemia?
So sickle cell anemia is an inherited genetic disorder that affects the blood cells, and some of the blood cells are misshapen like a C or a crescent, and under certain conditions, those blood cells break down, and the body is unable to get oxygen and nutrients to the blood cells, the vessels, and the tissues, and that's what causes excruciating pain.
Right.
We know that it predominantly affects people of African descent in this country, but it's also a global disease and affects about, I would say, close to 4 to 5 million people across the world, and including countries like India, to say the least, Latin America,
Italy,
the United States.
Someone did tell me in Italy, like southern Italy.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Wow. So it's probably something in that region, you know, the genetics, the people, you know, pass it on. And I do understand that you have to have two parents that have that, that carry the gene.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So just to go back with that is, you know, in countries in the tropical regions of the world where malaria is present, you will also see populations of people that carry the trait. And the trait actually protected them from dying from complications of malaria.
Wow.
So then that gene got passed on. So it really has nothing to do with someone's race. It has to do with a population of people
yes.
that were trying to survive a tropical disease that wiped out
Isn't
thousands
it,
of people.
The body yeah. is amazing that it could actually say, you know what, there's this disease in me, and I'm going to do
mm-hmm.
this. You know, even
exactly.
though now we don't need it as much, so it's causing issues.
Right.
But what can we do? Are they close to a cure for this? Or is there a possibility of even having a cure for something like this?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the NIH and then there's other centers across the United States that are actually have cured adults with sickle cell with a CRISPR gene therapy technique. They use the person's own stem cells and they repair that gene that codes for sickle cell so that they make blood cells that don't sickle and infuse them back into the patient. And so far, from what I've been able to read and hear about, those patients are no longer making sickle cells the cure of their disease.
Oh,
and their yeah. life, the quality of life has changed tremendously. But there's also new drugs out that we've never had before that
okay.
help alleviate pain
mm-hmm.
and sickling of the blood cells. One that's been put out by Novartis called Adafio, and the other one is a GBT product called Voxelotor. And both of these new medications help to reduce the sickling that occurs in the body to reduce
right.
painful crisis.
Right, yeah, very painful. But this is such good news because I had not heard about it. And I mean, I know that they, you know, have been researching and really, you know, trying to find a cure. And to know that we are actually seeing some people cured and that it's on the verge of, you know, being eliminated, that is such great news. I'm so happy to hear that. I mean, I've known other people besides my one friend that actually have sickle cell or someone in their family that have had it. Miss
mm-hmm.
Black America 2000, I think she was 2014, her mother had sickle cell and that was her platform.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was her platform, Alexandra. And now I can't wait to actually bring her back in because we talked about it so much. But you have given us good news. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a very exciting time because it has been an unspoken chronic condition that in my time, I really haven't heard a lot about it. There hadn't been a lot of awareness and attention brought to the disease. And now you see this resurgence and pharmaceutical companies that are investing in research and development to alleviate pain and suffering, which is something that I'm very excited about. And my clients are very excited about it as well.
I'm sure they are. Now, where can they get a treatment such as that, the stem cell? I know there's a lot of offices popping up everywhere. I've heard good things, bad things. Some people
mm-hmm.
are promising like miracles at some of these
mm-hmm.
Centers. And I don't know if they're really being regulated. But then I know
mm-hmm.
there are centers that truly, you know, they're real. They focus on what they're doing. They've been trained. The physicians there know what they're doing. So where would someone go? Where would they start to find out if they were a candidate?
Well, the comprehensive sickle cell centers, there are some in most states.
Okay.
The academic hospitals, like in New Jersey, Beth Israel would probably be a place, Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, St.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher's. Here in Delaware, I have a specialty clinic where I actually partner with Johns Hopkins And so a lot of my patients go there for any of the new clinical trials or studies, and they're interested in bone marrow transplant, as well as the CRISPR technology for the gene therapy. There's the National Institute of Health that are doing those studies. Boston Children's Hospital is also conducting some of the early studies in gene therapy. But the SCADA organization, if they go to www.scada.org, would be a good place to start to find out where they could go for comprehensive care, and then allow their sickle cell provider to link them to newer treatments that could perhaps benefit them.
Thank you for that, because I did hear you say that some of it's clinical trials, so I know insurance wouldn't pay for that, but if you are accepted into the trial, you could certainly, you know, go through the treatments and things like that. So it's worth asking. That's
yeah,
for sure.
And that was a good question brought up, because some of the newer medications are very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we're working closely with the pharmaceutical companies to make sure that these new drugs that can help alleviate pain and suffering and reduce sickle cell crisis are affordable, because at least in my population, about 80% are publicly insured. So the question is, who's going to pay for the medications, and to make sure that they have access to the medications so that they live a better life.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I know there are a lot of organizations out there that actually help pay for medicines as well. There's foundations.
Mm-hmm.
So never think, anybody who's listening, never think, you know, if a medicine is too expensive, don't say, oh, well, I guess I can't use it, or, you know.
Exactly.
There, you have to ask. And a lot of times if you ask your pharmacist or ask your doctor, they can pass you on to these foundations that actually pay sometimes 100% for up to a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't ever think that, you know, you have to forego treatment, because that is not true.
Yeah.
And sometimes the company, the pharmaceutical company itself, will pay. So ask, just ask. Always say, I always say ask. All they can say is no, right?
Well, if they can't say no, we will find.
And it doesn't happen, because they do find you help. You know, in this case, they will find you help. So, but I say always ask, always, no matter what it is in life. So this is another question, since you brought up how this CRISPR technology works. Does it work for other diseases and not just sickle cell? Can they transform a genetic code for other diseases?
Yes, I also want to say that it's also been used in people who have beta thalassemia, which where they have gene deletions that don't allow the blood cells to carry oxygen through the body. And those patients as well have shown favorable results of making them be able to make cells that don't cause them to become very severely anemic. But also in other called single gene mutations like cystic fibrosis, that this technology could be used as well. And in other genetic inheritance disorders, or even I think about diabetes, if you could figure out a way for to make beta cells in the pancreas, perhaps that could really revolutionize the way we care for individuals with diabetes. So I think that the transformation of care with this new technology, making sure that we continue to look at the surveillance and the long-term effects of this. If it is able to work, it can really help a lot of people with a lot of different chronic conditions as well.
That's the first thought I had in my mind, because I know people a lot with suffering from autoimmune diseases like sarcoidosis and lupus and Crohn's disease and all of that. If they could switch that code off that's making, you know, this disease run rampant in the body, oh my goodness, could you imagine? Oh, that would be beautiful. It really would. And it sounds like it's a possibility. So let's keep, you know, keep working and keep forging, you know, forward with good health, and all of the doctors and researchers out there, you know, we have to support them and give people, you know, sometimes you say, oh, you know, I don't know where the money goes. It's going to research. These things are being cured. And there's, you know, medicine out there to help alleviate a lot of the symptoms in a lot of patients. So that's great to know. Now, I did want to bring up before we go, because I have to have you back on, because I know you're a wealth of knowledge and I have a ton ton of information I need for so many people out there that I know. But I want to know more about the music therapy that I read about, you know, that you're associated with. Tell us about that.
Okay, so for all of your viewers that don't know, I'm also a classically trained violinist.
Oh, wow.
And one of the issues that I struggle with my adult sickle cell population is that they live with chronic pain. That's pain that they live with every day of their lives.
Right.
And I provide a very holistic approach to my care. So instead of just constantly giving medication to alleviate pain and suffering, especially opioids, I also offer alternative treatment options. And one of them is mindfulness meditation. And then a new program we're launching is music therapy. Because music therapy helps ease depression and it helps to manage pain, especially in my clients that have chronic pain. And I think it's important that we use all types of treatments that can alleviate pain and suffering and not just focus on just giving pills or medication.
Because,
you know, they do have side effects
they
as
do.
Well. And it's all about preventative health. It's all about living a healthy lifestyle. And I have the expectation that anyone with sickle cell can live a healthy life.
Yes. I know a friend of mine. He lived in well into his 60s, which I had never known myself, and just passed away last year, actually. And he managed it. He managed it. And so without this medicine, without this treatment, he managed it. So imagine
right.
if he could have had some of this available for him. But yeah,
right.
that's for anybody who's going through some type of illness. You know, you have to learn how to manage it and how your body reacts to certain things, because
right.
everybody's different. Everybody's different.
Right.
So,
and it's also important, sister, that they get access to preventative health care and access to a good primary care provider that can really afford them the opportunity to get a lot of the screenings that need to happen so that they can prevent some of the complications that can happen if you have a chronic condition. And just to say, I lost one of my clients with sickle cell. He was 78 last year. So that's a testimony that they're living longer and they're living better quality of life.
Wow.
And he was very, very proactive about his care. And I just want to let people know that it is possible.
Take ownership of your life. That's right. And your health. And that's why everyone should always get physicals every year, every year. Do not skip
Absolutely.
A year. Do not skip a year. You get one life. That's it. So thank you. Thank you for all the information. I cannot wait to have you back because I want to make a list.
I would love to come back.
Yes, we're going to talk to you more. I'm definitely like maybe every 3 months and, you know, do a checkup, a wellness checkup. With our audience, okay. But what I do want from you is to give everyone your website, your social media, so they can reach out to you if they have any questions themselves.
So you can go to my website, which is www.tovacommunityhealth.org, and you can also reach me on Facebook at Tova Community Health or Instagram at Tova Community Health as well.
Okay, great. See, that's simple. Like I said, she's doctor is in Wilmington, Delaware. But, you know, with the web, you know, you can reach out. So no matter where you are, and please do that if you have any questions. And thank you for being here with us today. Once again, Dr. Nina Anderson. And I want to thank Portia once again, too. For sending you to us. Thank you so much. And if anyone out there has any questions, hit me up on my Facebook page, On the Grind with Rhonda Supreme. And I will also have Dr. Nina's information on my page, just in case you missed it, because a lot of times people aren't writing down or aren't able to. They might be driving. So thank you once again. Do you wanna say hello to anyone before we go?
I just want to dedicate this to my grandmother, who just passed away last year, was 98 years old, and was a lovely, wonderful quality of life, and, you know, just thank her so much for teaching me about holistic health.
Oh, yes.
And using herbal remedies in addition to traditional medicine to really provide a holistic approach in how I take care of patients.
See?
So she's also a testimony that regular appointments to your primary care provider really do improve your quality of life.
Well, we thank her because now we have you. And our listeners out there, please take care of yourself. You know what I always say. I love my listeners. And thank you for spending this time with us today on Free Agent Radio. I hope we have new listeners, all fans of Dr. Nina. Thank you. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
Yes, we will have her back. So don't you worry. Please follow our pages at Free Agent Radio, at Power 102 Jams, and at Rhonda Supreme, so that you'll know when we have the doctor back. But I just want to wish everyone peace and blessings today and every day, and that we will be back with another great show. We are out. This is On the Grind with Rhonda Supreme, Free Agent Radio.